Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone's weekend going? I hope it's going very well for a lot of you, for we are now starting another week. We are already in August. Can you believe it? The summer is flying. Time is flying. And sometimes it's always a good thing, right? I'm sure some of you are actually waiting for this summer to be over, and some of you aren't. Enjoy it. For we have, if I'm not mistaken, we have a month and a half to 2 months left of summer. And for some of you, depending on what state you're in, you're actually starting school as of this month. And for some of you that are not starting school for this month, of course, you're starting in sometime in September. I know where I live, we don't start school until September, but I've graduated, so that's a long time, that's a long time ago. But I wanted to go ahead and give you guys an early show, because as you know, every Sunday around the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock hour, there is my favorite show called The Strain. I know some of you probably like, why are you into something so weird like that? But no, I'm into it because I find it funny. I find it funny only because on the basis of what if, you know, what if this world, there's so many different movies of it, you know, what if this world ended up catching something like that, and then it's like, how do you watch it on a day-to-day basis to be able to live and survive through it? I mean, when you look at these movies, you know, they give you that scenario as if you know, it was only for, you know, just that moment. You know, you're not able to really see how people live through it. I mean, so I'm just watching it just to see what these people do. You know, so it's funny. It's funny to me. But, you know, for some of you that are not into that, it's understandable. I'm sure there's other shows out there that pique your interest. Moving on. So that's why I'm just going ahead and doing this show for you guys. And actually around the same time that I was originally doing it for you guys. So, but we're back to the basics, like I've been saying, when it comes to image building and branding. So these next few shows will be all about the basics of getting back to how we're going to start from first base of getting everything in motion for everyone. Because I know with the way the economy has been really flowing for all of us, and it's been terrible. If you know, we've all had this, what we feel as though is a setback is actually just a plateau. We've reached a plateau where we haven't really advanced. You know, we're at a steady level, and that's fine. Sometimes it happens like that. You know, for some people, it may look like you fell off. You know, you're not really doing your own thing, but really, truly, you are. And I just say, give it some time, work on yourself in the meantime, and don't stress about it, for it all work out eventually. And for all of you that's already been in this role with your, you know, your company for a while, and it's looking like it's slowed down, it probably really hasn't. You know, as long as you have not reached a level where you're above your means, you know, you should be surviving at this point in time. There are some companies that are, you know, falling off the grid, and it's understandable because of the way everything's been flowing with the money and everything is going, getting higher and higher. So I wanted to touch base with you guys on my everyday journey. So I met up with my fitness trainer yesterday, and, you know, she was working on my upper body because, you know, we all have strengths and weaknesses. And I'm going to be honest and tell you guys, my upper body strength is just not there. Now, yes, that's a weakness. You know, my legs are stronger than my upper, you know. But so she's really, really gearing my program, my 12-week program that I have with her, towards my upper body. She's really working on it. And boy, I tell you, you know, if you haven't noticed it by now, if you don't know it by now, you guys really, really have to understand, like, if you're left-handed, right-handed, whichever, you know, hand you write with, even if you're universal, well, if you're universal, it should be strength in both sides. But, you know, if you're right-handed, your left side is always going to be weaker than your right side. And if it's not that way for you, then fine. But for me, it is. And I didn't really notice that until I really started working out and really, really getting serious about this whole toning up my body and getting that weight off. And working out with my left arm yesterday was really challenging. She really pushed me, and I appreciate her. And if you guys are looking for a personal trainer in the Tri-State area, let me know. I could refer her to you guys. You know, if you guys got tips on fitness and all this other good things on health and all that, you know, tune in, chime in. Email me, you know, respond back, chat with me, and I'll definitely go ahead and, you know, share it with others, you know. It's always a good thing to interact with others and share what you know. Now, a quick question, guys, right? When you're in college, if some of you are good if some of you aren't, no worries. Now, when you're in college and you're dealing with a professor that you've never dealt with before, you don't know exactly what she or he is looking for in your papers when you're writing them. So the reason I bring this up is because I'm, like as you guys know, I'm in organization communication class right now, and it's very, very, very serious and needed when you're in business for yourself. So that's one class that I would recommend you all to take. If you've not ever taken it, take it, because we need good, educated leaders in the world right now, and that's the only way that you're going to survive is if you're a good leader. And a lot of us are not fully trained on how to be a good leader, and I think it's very imperative that we are. So moving on. So I wrote this report, right, in which she advised that it should be a short paper. And I did miss one step of double-spacing my paragraphs, but a short paper to me is like one page. But her advice kind of threw me for a loop. You know, she said to me, don't make the paper as if you're talking to someone who's educated. Make it to where you talk to someone uneducated. And I thought I really explained in my paper good enough, you know. But, you know, I get what she's saying. And I say that to bring up a point of I've said this before in my other shows, everybody has a learning curve. Everybody doesn't think the same, and everyone doesn't do the same. It might seem like we are all relatable when it comes to certain things, but we're not at the same time. So when you're talking to someone, when you're writing to someone, and you feel as though you've explained to the T what it is that you're trying to say, it depends on that person how they will take it, how they will interpret it. So it's like, you know, I was actually taken back and shocked, because I just look at sometimes when I say certain things, I have to end up re-explaining to myself what it is, not explaining to myself, but explaining to someone what it is that I'm trying to get across the board. So I find myself too detailed. And so lately I've actually had to cut down on that, because I don't know exactly who I'm talking to. So it was, that to me was very constructive criticism that I will take and actually work on, because it's important. So I just wanted to share that with you all, that it was not something that I was going to get upset about. It's actually something that I'm going to take heed on. Because, I mean, I used to hear a lot of, oh, you're thinking too much into something, you know, simplify it, or, you know, deduct how many words that you're giving. And so when I start doing that, it's, I don't understand you, I don't get it. And, you know, it's such a cross. It's like you have to find a balance. And it's so hard to find a balance because you don't know who you're talking to. So it's kind of a little frustrating, just a little bit. But I'm not too mad at all. I just wanted to share that with you guys, because once again, it brings up my point that I've been telling to you guys even in the past shows. And on the side note, guys, don't forget. Let me always send this out as a reminder, even every time you listen to the one show. Remember, you can listen to the past shows, please. It's okay that you guys can listen to the past shows. Take your time, listen to the past shows. Get some past tips, advice, and opinions, and even understand my life journey as to what I'm doing, where I'm going. So that way, when I bring up a topic, and, you know, I don't lose you, is what I'm trying to say. So when I bring something up, I don't want to lose you in the process. So moving on, like I was saying, so take constructive criticism with ease. And really apply it to not just your school life, if you're in school, if you're not, don't worry about it, but apply it to your life. Try your best. And even when they say when you're at work and you're working for a company that you not ever really thought that you would work for, or even if you're working for a company that you wanted to work for, what you are learning there, try your best to take what you learned there and apply it to your life. I've said that before to you guys, you know, because sometimes what you just do on a regular 8 to 12 to 14 to 16 hour day at your job, you might be able to apply it to your life outside of work. You know, you might not ever think that, oh, I'm not ever going to apply this to my life and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it'd be funny 6 months down the road, or even, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, 10 years down the road, something happens. You're like, well, wait a minute. I remember. I could do this. I've learned this. I know the knowledge, you know, something that can help someone or even help yourself at that point in time. Also, moving on, I wanted to get a little sentimental and get on the terms of, and I think I actually talked about this before sometime last year in my other show. I was talking about twin flames, twin souls. And I say that because if you don't know what that I'm talking about, definitely look it up, get educated on some of the things that I'm telling you guys. When you are around a significant other you know, or you're around even just a friend, and you notice that you guys connect in the most craziest way. No one understands how you guys are connected, why you guys are connected. And it, the feelings is, like, so strong. There's no in-between. You know, you have your highs, you have your highs. You have your lows, you have your lows, and there's no in-between. Really look into that to see if you guys are twin flames, twin souls, however you want to go about calling it, still all the same. I say that because with my current partner, my boyfriend, my everything, I'm believing that he and I are that way. And I say that because mentally we're able to talk to each other without even having to do it on a conscious level. You know, and I say that, let me explain why I say that, is because it was funny, the other day I was writing something down and I didn't even talk to him about it yet. And when he talked to me today, he brought up everything I just wrote down. And I'm like, how are we talking about that? But this is not the first time. This is not the first time. It was too funny because then when I brought up the twin flame, twin soul thing to him, he was like, I really do think that that is what's going on here, because it's been more than one occasion. He and I have mentally connected without even having to verbally speak what it is that we're trying to say. It's just really weird. And we have our highs and we have our lows. But it's come to a plateau where our lows are not even bad lows. It's like a plateau where you're just like, okay, you're upset. Okay. You know, you're venting of your day, and I understand you completely, so I'm going to let you have your moment. That is the most understanding way that you can go about any relationship that you're in, is to just understand when that person is upset and needs to have a moment. And the feeling is between us, we know when one of us is upset or just not really in the mood to deal with certain things, or, you know, we're feeling some type of way about something, we know. And that's what's so odd but so great in this relationship, because then it's like a shock and in denial at the same time. Like, is this really happening? So that's my life journey. That was something new. Nothing else major happened over the weekend. I know a lot of people are out down at the shore, so it's going to be short traffic on the way to work tomorrow, you know, because people are going to be coming back. There was short traffic on Friday, you know, and we're definitely still in the heat wave. I mean, it's been pretty much 90 degrees for a week now, so it's been, like, extremely hot. And still, oh, high five to me, guys. I wanted to guys, I know I'm, like, jumping from subject to subject. Sorry, guys. But I just want to make sure I get everything in to be able to tell you all, because we're coming down to our last couple of minutes of the show, literally. So we are in this heat wave, but hopefully we get some rain soon, because we so desperately need it. I feel like I'm in, like, Arizona or something. But I wanted to tell you guys that you guys all know that I'm on this thyroid situation. I've had hypothyroidism for some years now, and I first tried to classify me as having PCOS, but then it switched over to hypothyroidism. So I've been, since 2010, on a level thyroxine med, which is a Synthroid for my thyroid. And I've been on it for, you could pretty much say, 4 to 5 years. Now, for a whole week now, I have not been on it. I've been on herbs, which is a thyroid support that I got from the natural health food store around my way. And when I say that I feel the same way that I've been feeling, only thing that's different is that I'm definitely sweating like I should be, like I used to. Like I was telling you guys in my past shows, like I used to when I was a teenager, I don't feel no difference. And they said, you know, what scared me for this whole time, this whole 5 years that I've been on it, what has scared me this whole time is that they said to me that if I cold turkey my medicine, which is stop taking it on the news, that I could go into a cardiac situation. Now, I've gone a whole 7 days without my medicine, and I feel the same way that I've been feeling for the past 5 years on this med. And I just want to say to you guys, don't be afraid of what the doctors are saying to you. Find a way around what they're saying. Find a way around what they're saying to you and work out your own health situation for yourself, because it would be so rewarding. And I'll talk to you guys again midway through the week. You guys stay blessed and bring joy where there is none. Thanks.